online into your local Civic Media radio station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The death toll in Morocco is now an estimated 2,000 after Friday's 6.8 magnitude earthquake. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Marrakesh.
Untold victims remain trapped in areas cut off from aid, where winding roads and landslides make much of the quake zone difficult and in some cases impossible to reach so far. Many of those within reach, an estimated 2,000 people, have sustained serious injuries.
Thousands are trapped or missing. A slow but strong Atlantic storm is not forecast to hit the U.S., but it could still cause some problems along much of the East Coast.
CBS's David Parkinson notes,
it's going to really just struggle to make it towards such a longitude that it could even hit the United States.
What can and likely will hit the United States are those strong waves and currents Lee will be sending our way.
That's CBS's Tom Foti. At the G20 summit that wrapped up in India,
Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping skipped the talks, and those countries still blocked the summit from taking a firmer stance against the war in Ukraine. The joint statement only mentioned the, quote, suffering of the Ukrainian people.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe traveling with President Biden. The suspended president of Spain's Soccer Federation has stepped down weeks after kissing a female player on the lips without her consent to celebrate the team's World Cup victory. Sports reporter Ben Jacobs says the resignation of Luis Rubiales seemed inevitable.
It's always been a case of when, not if, he would resign. And I think that the reason that it's happened now is because Rubiales has realized the weight of criticism and also process against him.
Novak Djokovic wins the U.S. Open.
My wife, my kids, my team, everyone that is there, this is your trophy as much as is mine. This is your success. I love you.
Djokovic on ESPN at the U.S. Open Championships. This is Djokovic's 24th Grand Slam title, making him the sport's most decorated singles player of the professional era. Serena Williams won 23 Grand Slams on her own and 16 others in doubles. A new CBS News poll shows many Americans are concerned about how old next year's presidential candidates are. CBS News survey manager Fred Backus has more.
With both major parties having candidates over the age of 75 leading in the polls, 53% of Americans think the job of president is too demanding for someone over the age of 75.
43% of those surveyed said they favor term limits for those over 70. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, back from up north there, hey. It's Monday. It's back to the radio, back to politics, back to work. How you doing, little fella?
Hey, Crudy, I'm doing great. Good to see you. Casper working hard on the board today. Thank you, man. Of course, our fair audience, happy Monday to us all.
You know, I meant to call you little guy. That's what the skipper used to call Gilligan, right? Little buddy. I meant to call you.
Little buddy.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the skipper these days.
Yeah, I saw, man. Yeah, you got yourself a little go boat, man.
I am the proud possessor of one boat. Never owned a boat before. Well, sort of. We had a boat. We had a paddle boat that came with the cabin, and it sailed off to sea. We don't know where it went because we didn't have a boat to go around the lake and figure out where our paddle boat floated.
So you had a boat, but it ran away, and now you have another boat.
Yes. This one's got a motor. Two motors. It's got a trolling motor, and it's got the motorboat motor.
Oh, nice. Let's
so even in, it, as I figured out already on the second day of boat ownership, if you can't start the motor for any reason, just pop that trolling motor. You know,
yeah, they'll get you going.
Lake's only so large. I had to have my son drive it back. Had to meet him at the boat launch. You know what I'm really bad at? Backing up a trailer. Didn't know how unskilled I was until I tried it.
It is a skill
that I do not possess. And nearly drives you insane because the backup beeper's going the whole time I'm doing it. Lady that
you
sold
the camera,
me,
though, right? Do you watch the camera or do you use your mirrors when you're doing the backup on the trailer thing? You don't even know.
Both, I go insane.
Turning right, turning left. You don't even know, man. See, you should have worked on a farm when you were a kid.
Then I'd know how to back up a trailer, put a boat in water. Dude.
Absolutely.
I am so unskilled at all those things, Tom. But, you know, I saw this boat on the Facebooks, and it was on the Facebook Marketplace. And, you know, I set a very low budget. You know, like, I want a boat, but I don't really want to pay for a boat. Don't want to. Certainly am not borrowing money to buy a boat. You know, it's a cash sort of deal.
Oh, break out another 1,000, Curdy.
So all you people throwing this BOAT at me, break out just, another 1,000.
You know, it's you'll learn, you'll be there, you'll get it. You'll get it.
Here's the good news. We're on no wake lake, so you can't even go that fast. You can't burn up the gas too fast. And my son, who is a good young man, Caden. but doesn't have his driver's license. He was, you know, captain of the high seas all weekend. I had some radio dogs out to the house. We were having a couple cocktails. And then Caden, you know, he took us out around the lake. It was the proudest boat owning day of my life.
Captain Caden. And you know, those are the best, two best days of boat ownership. When you buy it and when you get rid of it. Those are the two greatest days.
Well, the best day was the day I bought it. Technically, the first day we put it in the water and we had a lot of fun. That was like Saturday, and then had a little party. You didn't come, but others did. And, you know, had fun on the boat, and Caden took us all around the lake, little tour. But then Sunday, you know, I had some business to attend to. Started my day in the Northwoods there, but I was up there doing business. So I had to pull the boat out. The boat has to come out. Yeah. So first I struggled getting the trailer back to the water, like 9 tries later, so did, 15 minutes.
Did you eventually just disconnect it from your vehicle and haul it back with your, you know, manual labor? Or did you actually?
That would have been so much easier. It would have been, buddy, this long country road, narrow, covered with, you know, trees. It's like a narrow passageway. I got like 2 feet on either side. Man, I can't do this. I was horrible at it. Yeah. So finally I get the boat back in the water. Caden's had a chance to cross the lake via trolling motor by this chance. So I get this thing back on the back of the trailer, and I start, you know, turning the winch, and first time using the winch, first time pulling the water plug, first time, you know, rocking the motor up, making sure it's in place to travel. I guess I got an old style boat, 1976 or something, doesn't have the, you know, I am the labor on the lifting of the motor. So I learned that part, and I, you know, I'm thinking, I'm remembering all the parts. The guy was very helpful, loved his little boat. Green and gold, like Packer colors. I said, I love this boat. It's green and gold. And he said, well, it's green and white, and the white's kind of discolored a little from the water line. He said, you might be disappointed if you think it's green and gold. This is before I'd seen it. But once I saw it, I knew that boat would be mine. So bought the boat, pulled it on a trailer from Mauston, Wisconsin, up to our new cabin, which was about another hour's drive. Never saw so many deer in my life. Mauston, man, that place is filthy with deer. For good or for bad, hundreds. I mean, it was like herds of deer, man. It was like the deer apocalypse was coming there. Lots of deer. But I get the boat home, get it in the water, enjoy it for a day, have fun with a few friends, excluding you, and then got to get the boat out. And I get the winch, and there was one little thing. I'm like, what did the guy tell me about the winch? So I'm cranking it. And then I let go, and it goes back the other way, and it whacks me on the hand like a nun with a ruler, just smack. Oh, it hurts. Now I can't hear Dom. What happened to Dom?
The lessons. These are the lessons that you will learn.
I learned that lesson, and apparently there's a little metal brace so it can't go backwards. You got to utilize that when you're doing this thing. So now I've got, you know, a swollen hand, throbbing, good and throbbing. You know how you know you're alive when you got that new boat hand throb. You know that way.
Yeah. Not like some sharp pain to remind you're still alive, man.
So, anyways, I get the boat back to the house, and I realize, you know, well, I'm not hauling this thing back and forth to Madison, so I'm going to leave it in the garage. Well, when you take the tongue off, when you take this trailer off, apparently the boat's heavier and will rock backwards. You got to sit there and hold it down. Well, so I'm trying to pull the boat, and it's like damn near lifting me off the ground a couple times. And my wife and my son are just watching me. And you know how Crudy gets a little frustrated occasionally. Let my emotions get the better of me. I'm like, no. Someone help me. I'm pulling a boat here. You know, like,
I'm not clear. Trying to get the pin off the back. I mean, what were you?
I had already done that. I had taken them.
Okay.
So now I'm tugging the boat into the garage because I'm not putting a cover on the damn thing. That seems like work.
Did you just back it in the garage?
Well, others, a better man could. But I was personally delivering the boat into the garage. I felt it was a necessary step. And so, anyways, got the boat in the garage, found a heavy weighted table that would hold the boat down necessarily. And I have a project in mind, Dom. I looked it up. You can paint a fiberglass boat. So it is green. And the inside seats, oh, they're a lovely shade of like vinyl green. Think Packer green. So this boat will be my Jordan Love boat. And my wife already bought, like a Packer gnome. So the Packer gnome's like in the prow, what, the front of the boat. What do they call the front of the boat?
The bow?
The bow. Yeah, whatever it is. The front where, you know, like the Rolls Royce has the woman up in the front. We have the Packer gnome. So after I get done using the boat infrequently this year, because I'll have to back it into the water to be able to use it. And that is a skill set I very much lack for, but you know, unless I personally deliver the boat, you know, like walk it down the trail every time, that'd probably be less effort. This winter, my commitment to you, Dom, I'm decorating that boat in green and gold, and I'm painting on the side Jordan Love boat, and that will be Crudy's pride in 1976 boat.
Is there room on the, I know it's a little smaller boat. Is there room on the back? You can actually, is it named right now? Is there a spot?
Well, I mean, there's the license on the side of it, the license number. It is licensed. I did sign the title. It is, it's a legit boat and all that kind of stuff. But no, there's not a clear prior designation. The guy, Tom, I think Tom's name. Tom even had to give me the trailer receiver. I didn't bring the trailer receiver. So anyways, I owe Tom a receiver, and Tom did not tell me that he had named the boat, but I am calling it the Jordan Love boat. And you know what, Tom, we're going to have a Packer camp check in a little later in this big show. We're going to have
a little angst in the locker room, Crudy. What's going on at Packer camp, dude?
Well, there is a reporter, and you know, you notoriously can't trust those guys. Yeah. Reporter Adam Schein is effectively saying Jordan Love sucks. It's getting called out by the defensive players on the unit, and the Packer offense sucks. And I'm like, oh man, none of this sounds very good to me. I was about to name my boat the Jordan Love boat. And so we're gonna get it. We're gonna hear it from our guy. We're gonna hear it from Mike Clemens, our civic media Packer beat reporter. He's been in camp the whole season, Dom. We're going to find out if this one little trash-talking two-minute drill, if that's meaningful, if this is signs of things to come, Dom, because I don't know if you know. But civic media, we got the Packers, three different markets. I started my day, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Beautiful Park Falls. Q, 98Q. Exciting. See this? They got super cool stuff in Park Falls. Beautiful northern Wisconsin town. Looking, it's an hour from UP and the dispensary is there. But anyways, Park Falls, nice little town. Spent the night there last night. Listen to 98Q. It's our newest Packer station in the Northwoods. 100,000 watts of Packers, huh? And this Friday night, the reign of Jordan Love begins. And it all starts with this boat. So I'm hoping the Love Boat, the Jordan Love Boat, is the sign of a Super Bowl season to come, Dom, and not sort of a Titanic blunder on somebody's part. Good money sunk in a lake. You never can tell. And perhaps political headlines as well. This is the Devil's Advocates. We'll give you a Packer update and whatever you want to talk about, Dom. Now it's your turn. Hope you had a great weekend. Come back with us. More Dallas.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 57 overnight under overcast skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 50. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy, aboard this tiny ship.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us online, politics, voting, you know, backers, whatever's on your mind, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm already getting advice as a first-time boat owner.
Yeah.
Couple of thoughts on the text line. Early texters, they're the early innovators. Many of you, I believe, have the Civic Media app. It's super cool. You can text us directly. It goes right to my phone that way. Okay, boys. You know, Jeff from Sherwood. A little pep talk for the Monday show.
All right, here we go.
Okay, boys. It's a new week. Let's get off on the proper foot. Oh, no. We're talking about boats the whole first segment. My bad, Jeff. But I had two things for you. Looks like you've taken care of one item. The second thing is to be great this week. Be great this week. And he didn't like the fact that we were off Friday. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah.
Summer got in the way, man. Had to go up to the Northwoods there. Hey,
make radio great again, Jeff.
Here's another one. Left is port. Right is starboard. Well, Dom, I would say this show's a little to port. Of center.
Port. I love port.
Different sort of port, I suspect. Another one says, Mark from the SAC, make sure you register it as a private sale. Do go wild on the WDNR website. Well, if that's an option, I'm doing the go wild on everything, Dom. I love the go wild option. Here's another one. You know, I called it the Jordan Love Boat, Crudy's little 16-foot motorboat, fiberglass, going to have to repaint it. Just so my wife's not embarrassed by it. Something tells me you'll be changing the name of the boat in no time.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't like the Jordan Love Boat. And here's another one. Make sure you put the drain plug back in. Oh, no.
Excellent advice.
You need to get Sailor Matt Flynn out there. Yeah, get a Navy guy on that boat. Never ask a Navy guy if you'll have another drink, Dom.
It's none of your business how many he's already had.
844-967-2789.
Hang on, Carl. This crew has more to say.
I want to talk about a drunken Navy guy. Derek Van Orden, congressman from the great state of Wisconsin. Now, there's an editorial piece. Apparently, he's inspiring editorials these days, Dom. It's his conduct. And there are allegations tied to, let's say, some profanity drinking at the office with some constituents on the Capitol Hill, but the congressman from the third
Wisconsin. CP. He's just being Wisconsin nice. That's what the conservatives are all suggesting.
Well, let's see what Dave Zweifel has to say over at the Cap Times. Here it is, Dom. Ron Johnson has competition for the biggest idiot prize.
I gotta be honest, Dave, you're spot on with this one.
Well, I was gonna say so does CJ for D-bag of the year 2023, Dom. I would put Van Orden in the early lead, but you could still nominate and vote for CJ.
There's plenty of time between now and the end of the year for, you know, any D-bag to step up and really claim that prize. There's a lot of room left.
In a column last month, Weifel says, I repeated former GOP U.S. Rep. Liz Cheney's contention that what we've done in our politics is create a situation where we're electing idiots. Yeah, we make that contention often on this show, Dom. I agreed, says the Weifel, and suggested that our own U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was just such an example, especially over his views about the climate crisis and how Wisconsin could stand to benefit as the world gets warmer, Dom. We'll be vacation land forever. But that was before another of our mentally challenged elected officials took center stage. So Weifel's words, not mine, I didn't call him mentally challenged. Our editorial about Derek Van Orden, Wisconsin's new 3rd District representative, says it all. His outburst of cursing and obscenities at a bunch of high school Senate pages in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda is proof positive that this guy hasn't the smarts to represent a Wisconsin congressional district. It's a pity because the 3rd District, anchored by the city of La Crosse, Dom and I are fine alums of the university there, has a long history of sending competent and thoughtful people to talk radio and to Washington. Yeah. Now, Van Orden's immediate predecessor, Democrat Ron Kind, was a respected and productive member of Congress, a revered La Crosse Logan High School athlete who went to Harvard, where he quarterbacked the football team before coming home to run for Congress. He was sort of the all-American boy. He became the district attorney and married the prettiest girl in town, Dom. That Ron Kind planted a lot of seed corn, that one.
He sure did.
And before him was Republican Steve Gunderson, who made his district proud over his willingness to cross the aisle when it mattered and work hard to keep the wheels of government running. We had our editorial differences with both of them, but never once doubted their dedication to the job they've been elected to do.
Prudy's Weifel goes on to write, the question is how Van Orden was elected in the first place. There have been numerous incidents that should have told voters that this is a guy who has trouble controlling himself. There was the public display of distemper when he lashed out at a high school girl volunteering at the local library because he didn't like the books she was stacking. His temper tantrums have been common knowledge in the district. He had the audacity to accuse young pages of defiling the integrity of the U.S. Capitol. The kids were lying on the floor to take pictures of the rotunda's dome high above them when the Senate session droned on into the night. That he would accuse young people serving internships for U.S. senators of defiling the Capitol's integrity while he himself, only 2 years before, was in the crowd of Donald Trump supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021 is beyond the pale. Yes, as Liz Cheney claims, we do elect idiots for office. Derek Van Orden is proof of that. Dave's Weifel at the Cap Times. Thank you, Dave. I agree.
Never ask a Navy man if he's had enough to drink, Dom. He'll let you know. It'll start with some profanities, a little salty language. Derek Van Orden, you are a bit of an embarrassment, sir. Do better. Do better.
He can't do better. He's not capable of doing better. These megas, they're unserious people. They cannot do it. They need to be replaced. Plus, we're the Devil's Advocates coming back with your calls at 844-967-2789.
Well done, little buddy.
Sure to get a smile from 7 stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Island.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A powerful earthquake in Morocco has killed more than 2,000 people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells CNN the U.S. stands ready to help.
We reached out immediately to the Moroccan government to offer any assistance that we can provide. We have mobilized the government itself to be ready to provide that assistance. We have U.S. Agency for International Development, which takes the lead in these efforts, that is ready to go.
The G20 summit is wrapped up in India with a communique. CBS's Christian Benavides reports.
The organization, meant to represent the top 20 world leaders, did not explicitly call out Russia's aggression against Ukraine, instead focusing on the suffering of the Ukrainian people.
Novak Djokovic has won the U.S. Open.
The sport has given me and my family so much, coming from very difficult circumstances and adversities during 90s, couple of wars in our country, and being able to push that through.
Djokovic speaking on ESPN, CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Airing the grievances, joined by a guest soon, we hope, Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman. I don't think Ben would stand us up. He must be momentarily detained. So we'll see if the Rainmaker can join us soon. Ben, if you're struggling with the StreamYard, call us 844-967-2789. Dom, so we, of course, have the threatened, at this point, it's just a threat, impeachment of Protasiewicz. Oh, and Ben is ready to join us, so let's not delay. The eagerly anticipated guest, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, we'd like to thank friend of the Devil's Advocates. He answered today. He's Ben Wickler. Welcome to the greatest radio show ever. Some say, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
I hope I qualify as a friend of the Devil's Advocates. I'm certainly a fan. It's good to see both of you. I am so mad right now, you guys. This is unbelievable what they're threatening here. The fact of the threat alone is so extreme and so unacceptable. It is putting a gun to the head of a state Supreme Court justice and saying, don't do your job or we will pull the political trigger. And just by itself, it's already undermining our system of government. If they go through with it, it is a shockwave to anyone in office that you could be impeached simply on the basis of disagreeing with the people in power. And that is not how our system is supposed to work.
Now, Ben, you're the Democratic Party chair, but this seems more like a small D democracy kind of an issue, less than a Democratic Party issue per se.
100%. I mean, when Robin Voss first started talking about this, I was like, I hope the whole state responds in unequivocal terms that this is unacceptable. I hope the Republican legislators say that this is unacceptable and this thing gets shut down. But he kept talking about it. And we started getting word. We saw right-wing talk radio hosts posting that they were actually trying to round up the votes. So at some point, I think it's on all of us. And as a Democratic Party chair, I'm speaking up, you know, almost as much as or more as a citizen than as a party leader. I think everyone who's speaking up at this moment, we're defending the Constitution, because the Constitution does not envision this. This is an abuse, an unconstitutional abuse of power. Our Constitution says impeachment is for crimes, misdemeanors, corrupt conduct in office, and that's it. And she hasn't heard a single case. She's done nothing wrong. Everything she's been done since the moment she was sworn in a month and a week ago has been by the books. So what are they doing? It is a power move, and it's got to backfire on them so they never even think about doing something like this again.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party chair, great state of Wisconsin. Ben, we suspect in some of the reporting we've seen and some of the strategizing I've heard on right-wing talk radio is effectively they don't need to impeach her. But the simple act of moving, and it would only take a simple majority in the assembly, and they could give cover fire to any unwilling to vote Republicans in the assembly because they'd have votes to burn on the assembly side. But this simple action of moving forward with the impeachment, well, this could be a delayed tactic forever, Ben, because the Republicans and the Senate never have to vote on this. They never have to bring closure. They never have to put a bad vote on the record, even, Ben. All they have to do is basically sideline her by moving through the assembly. Is that the strategy, perhaps, sir?
So there's an article on Vox.com today that is currently the number two article on the entire website. And the headline is "The Republican Party's Plan to Rule the State of Wisconsin Forever Explained." And it just explains exactly what you just said. They have noticed that there's a little loophole in the Constitution. It's clearly not what the framers of our Constitution intended, but it doesn't say how fast or require a specific time frame for a Senate trial to convict someone who's been impeached by the state assembly. And so Republicans, I think, believe that they've found a loophole that could allow them to cruise right through, to vote to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. They could have 14 Republicans could vote against impeachment and they'd still have a majority because they're gerrymander. And then she's suspended, cannot rule, cannot do anything in office. And then the Senate sits on its hands. Now that is their theory, but there's a couple big problems with it. The first one is try testing that out in court, you guys. Right. The idea, like in other states, when there've been impeachments, courts have already ruled on things like, oh, you're not allowing the person you're impeaching to call witnesses. Well, that's a violation of their due process rights. There's a whole bunch of law about this in impeachment all over the country. If they think that they can just waltz through and suspend someone, overturn an election with a million voters and suspend someone and have that stand up in a court of law, they are really not thinking about this very carefully. The second thing is that the state Senate is going to face massive, massive pressure. And there are enough Republicans in districts that Janet Protasiewicz won that if all those people lose their reelections, Democrats get the majority in the state Senate. So the idea that all those senators are going to sit around and be fine with month after month of constant overwhelming pressure saying, this is not constitutional, you've got to acquit. I mean, good luck with that. I think the Republican Party is kicking, they're playing with fire in a dynamite factory here. This is the most hideously unsmall d democratic thing that you can do to try to nullify the votes of a million voters. And I can tell you from talking to Democrats all across the state, people are furious. People are furious, and every single Republican will be on record for how they vote in the state assembly and then whether they vote in the state Senate. And this is going to be the defining act of their political careers. You can't just overturn someone's election. You can't nullify an election and not face consequences. So, I mean, as much as this is bad politics for Republicans, I wish with every fiber of my being that this weren't happening, because this is bad for our democracy. They should announce that they've done a review and this doesn't meet the constitutional standard for impeachment, and they should move on, take the L and move on. Because as long as they keep charging forward with this, it gives people the idea, it gives politicians, and I hate to say this, but I could imagine, you know, it gives, regardless of party, it gives politicians this fantasy that if they have a majority, they can impeach people they don't like. And that is not how democracy works.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Ben Wickler. He is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us, Ben. You know, the pushing back on this, it comes in all sorts of ways, right? Call your local legislator, you know, get out, rally, you know, do things, spend money, for example. And I saw that the Democratic Party, Ben, you're going to have a spend on this. You want to get people informed of what's going on. $1 million from the Democratic Party, my understanding, and be matched by with another $3 million from other outside organizations. Ben, what's the timeline and what are you hoping to accomplish by doing so?
All this could be this month. It depends on how long Republicans want to drag this out. I will also say that if they actually move forward with impeachment, and then we enter a longer period where the public needs to ensure that Republican state senators actually vote, and then the accountability on this, the assembly people who just voted, this could get vastly bigger. This is the first salvo to make sure that Republicans actually face some consequences and accountability for what they're doing. And I will say, I mean, people clicking and donating online at wisdoms.org, it's through the roof right now. People contacting me and asking how they can help, not just donating, but volunteering. People are knocking on doors in Republican legislative districts night after night after night to tell voters what Republicans are trying to do. They're texting people. They're reaching out on social media. They're making phone calls to voters to tell them Republicans are trying to nullify your vote. Contact your state legislator now. And again, this is early days in something that could get far bigger than this. This is a profound threat to the basic system of government of this country. And treating this as a regular political issue, you know, there's big debates happening right now about important things. Childcare. Republicans don't want to support expanded childcare. Democrats do. A debate over taxes. Republicans want to give another big tax cut for the rich. Governor Evers says, I'll give a tax cut to the middle class, but not the wealthiest people. That stuff is what politics is supposed to be about, where each side does their best to get elected, and then they try to find a compromise and argue about principles about what our policy should be. But this is not part of what politics is supposed to be about. Removing people from office because you disagree with them is beyond the pale. And if the GOP goes forward with this, they're going to find out what happens next.
Ben, not to play Monday morning quarterback, but if Dan Knoedl in the special election had not gotten elected, we wouldn't be here. That gave them the supermajority. Jody Habesynikin, his opponent, the Democrat, good candidate, I thought, lost, not by very much, but lost by enough, obviously. What was the support for Jody Habesynikin during that race from the Dem Party? Do you think whatever it was, should there have been more? Should have this been on the horizon? What are your thoughts as we look back now from then to where we are now?
So I'll say three things. First is Democratic Party of Wisconsin, we were able to raise and contribute more than $500,000 to her state Senate special election, which, as far as I know, is more than the state party ever contributed to any candidate for the state legislature before I became chair, in our history. Most of the years they didn't have the current laws. We did a lot. That said, if I could go back in time and find more resources and send them her way, I absolutely would. She lost. She was in a race that she was supposed to lose in a landslide. That was rigged to be, at least 9-point Republican victory in a 50-50 election year. She lost by 1.7 points. She did much better than even the polls that we had privately before the election suggested were possible. She was a great candidate. She worked her tail off. She had an amazing team. She did everything right. And I wish that I could go back in time and help her to cross the finish line. So one, we did a lot. Two, I wish we'd done more. Three, I don't know, even if she'd won, Robin Voss still might be pulling the stunt, because as we've talked about here, like, I don't think he has the votes in the state Senate to convict. This seems more about using the assembly to try to suspend her. And in that scenario, Democrats could have a majority in the state Senate. Well, no, then they would hold the trial and acquit right away. Democrats could have a one-seat deficit in the state Senate, and Republicans could still pull this trick. Like, this is really, really ugly politics. And we need to make sure that they don't even think about this as an option going forward.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our fine guest, Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair. So, Ben, I have been sort of theorizing they may go through with this, that this bad politics is just what the doctor ordered for Robert Voss and his team. So they go to the floor, both the Assembly and the Senate, this Thursday on the 14th of September. Ben, do you expect we're going to know this week, this upcoming week, if this is, quote unquote, a viable action, whether or not Republicans intend to move forward with this?
It could happen fast. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen that with Act 10. We've seen that with the lame duck power grab. They put out their bill with basically 24 hours of notice in terms of business days. Given that they're already in legislative session, they don't have to do notice this time. It's not a special session. They can just put a bill on the floor as a privileged motion and pass it. However, that would be breaking with all precedent in terms of how impeachment is supposed to work. There's supposed to be an investigation. There's supposed to be a trial. They could run into serious legal trouble if they try to pull this without any kind of due process. And, you know, I think the more the public is heard, I think the more that they slow down and start making sure they've dotted their I's and crossed their T's. If you'd asked me a week ago, I would have said, if you asked me on this Tuesday, I would have said, we might expect an impeachment vote this coming Tuesday. Those were the rumors flying around. Now it seems like they're slowing down and realizing this may not be the quick win that they thought, the easy way to solve their political problems. And the more the public speaks up, the slower I think they're going to be. They need to find an off-ramp, and they need to find it fast, and we're going to keep on pushing until they do.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party Wisconsin Chair. We had a friend, a caller yesterday, Lake Forest, Illinois, I believe. People from other states want to know how they can help in this action. Ben, obviously money helps, but how else could people help?
Well, if you go to defendjustice.com, we'll put a link there that out-of-state listeners can click and call ProtoStatewide's voters in Wisconsin and make sure they know what Republicans are trying to do. These are people in Republican legislative districts. They can call them, let them know, and tell them how they can contact their legislators. So we welcome volunteers from across the country to get the word out to every Wisconsinite who's represented by one of these folks who's thinking about an impeachment. And we're gonna make sure that the public's voice is heard on this thing.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair, thank you for coming around. You remain a friend of the Devil's Advocates.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, Ben. Be well. Come back, the rest of you. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. Air your grievances up in here. 844-967-2789.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 57. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 63. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 50. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Friday here in the grievances. You can join us, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, Democratic Party Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler. I like to call him the Rainmaker. Makes it rain up in here. Friend of the Devil's Advocates. We'll keep having him round, I suspect, Dom, because there's lots of Republican malfeasance afoot, and it's not just the threatened impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz. Let's not forget the travails of Megan Wolf, because she's coming before the Senate, at least the committee, that Dan Knodel guy on Monday.
Oh, that guy, his name keeps popping up. It's like a bad penny.
Journal Sentinel reporting, Dom, a key Senate committee is moving forward with a plan that could result in ousting Wisconsin's top election officials, officials, plural, it says, less than a year before voters begin the process of selecting the next president.
Great timing.
Yes. Couldn't be better. The state Senate committee overseeing elections will hold a vote on whether to reappoint Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator Megan Wolf, despite legal opinions issued by the legislature's own attorneys and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, concluding her appointment is not legally before the Senate. I know I butchered that. Call and the legislature's attorneys say Megan Wolf's appointment is not legally before the Senate. You know, the whole bad math thing, Dom.
Legally, schmeagally, whatever. They don't care.
Now, your senator, Dan Knodel, Republican from Germantown, scheduled a committee vote on Wolf's appointment on Monday. He told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last Tuesday, following a public hearing for her position, that he was undecided whether to hold a vote and when. I guess Monday, Dom. And here's the less than courageous part. The committee will vote by paper ballot on Wolf's position instead of during an in-person hearing in the state capitol, which means members of the committee will not be available to answer questions about their votes. They're going to do it behind closed doors, effectively, Dom. Knodel's office will collect the ballots on Monday, and he'll tell us the outcome.
Oh, great.
A spokesman for Knodel on Friday said Knodel is fulfilling his constitutional duties. Based on Republicans' adoption of a resolution earlier this year to take up Wolf's nomination, which directed Senate President Chris Kapingo, you know what we think of him, Dom, Republican from Delafield, to refer Wolf's nomination to Knodel's committee for a recommendation. Well, I got a recommendation for Knodel's committee, Dom.
Crudy, but state law requires the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission to reappoint Wolf with 4 votes, which did not occur. As a result, Call and the nonpartisan legislative council have issued memos saying Wolf's confirmation is not properly before the committee. The legislature's attorneys have stated that an appointment or reappointment requires 4 votes of election commissioners under state law, a threshold Wolf has not reached because of procedural maneuvers made by the commission's Democratic members in an effort to keep her in the role. Wolf did not testify at last week's public hearing, citing Call's legal opinion that she's a lawful holdover and the Senate has no authority to act on her appointment. She did not respond to reporters' questions about her position at a Wisconsin Election Commission meeting on Thursday. At the hearing, clerks and Democratic WEC Commissioner Ann Jacobs defended Wolf as a respected elections official. Public testimony was dominated by individuals and groups who falsely believe in widespread fraud and who have narrowed in on Wolf. In a letter to committee members, Wolf explained that as administrator, she does not take votes on election rules. Even after the committee votes on Wolf's position, the full Senate would need to take up Wolf's confirmation to approve or reject her appointment. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, who argues that the commission's 3-0 vote constitutes a two-thirds majority to nominate Wolf to a new term, has refused to answer questions about whether and when the chamber will hold a vote on her position. Again, these Republicans, just bastions of confidence and, you know, out there, but doing it for the people and transparency, not
for the people.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. It's Friday. Why must he call every day? CJ, why must you call every day, man? Don't you have a life outside this radio programming?
Don't you have homes?
CJ, what's your opinion about what's happening in Wisconsin in regards to Janet Protasiewicz and maybe even Megan Wolf, if we can stay on topic?
I'd actually like to talk to Robin Voss and get a little bit more information, because it's not like the Republicans are really great at dirty politics, but I would say after watching what was done to Trump and the Supreme Court, the way you guys kind of pick and choose the U.S. Supreme Court. And
I think Trump got the last three picks on that. If I remember Merrick Garland, if you talk about dirty pool and hardball politics, buddy, what about Merrick Garland?
You mean the head of Biden's
department? No, I mean the guy that was nominated to the Supreme Court that never got an up or down vote. That guy.
You guys, the Democrat Party is better at dirty politics.
What about Merrick Garland's Supreme Court nomination, CJ? Who did it first, dude?
Didn't deserve it. Nope. Who ran the itinerary? The Republicans did. So
the itinerary, yeah. So they didn't give a man a fair up or down vote. And you're calling us the dirty tricksters.
I mean, if you cared about the way Trump was impeached over a phone call.
I don't care what you have to say anymore, CJ.
This is the perfect phone call.
Every one of your phone calls is a perfect phone call in your mind, CJ. Yeah, just like Trump. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. Sorry to make you a shotgun behind that manure spreader.
Hey, Mark.
Being behind a manure spreader would be more pleasant than what I just heard. That and you know, it just this stuff is just infectious. I don't know if you saw the picture of with Patrick Mahomes with a noose around his neck from one of the sports websites. That you know, just pretty disgusting. That but I mean, this is how it's affected our society. I mean, that this kind of crap is acceptable at all. I mean, and that for dirty tricks. I mean, the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin is the master of dirty tricks, and that for CJ to say, try to come off otherwise than that is just, I don't know. Well, I just
what we used to say, CJ, that's thin gruel. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Don't know if we got any more rainmakers, but we got our pal Mike Clemens coming in the Happier Happy Hour, going to give us a little Packer preview, and we'll give you a chance to air your grievances up in here. Here's one of mine, Dom. Did you see today in the headlines, Lindsey Graham should have been criminally indicted in Georgia?
And well, he wasn't?
We got some sound from the quote-unquote defendant?
Lord. Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Cheer again.